Good morning on a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok, the elixir of coffee going through our veins. And, you know, a good time to remind folks that we are here every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We are.
To bring them the news and the information they need.
Well, look, I have no doubt that people appreciate it because I see them all the time and they tell me that they appreciate it. But it's not too early to send something into the lockbox so that when we start on, I think, October the 5th,
yes,
we'll be ready to go. But, you know, people just have to decide whether it's worth it or not, and I think they think it is.
Well, let's get to that news of the day, Alan. The first story, a tragic, horrifying story. We were greeted to it occurring yesterday, and it was breaking all morning. Social media blowing up with comments, and that has to do with the two Virginia journalists, Allison Parker, 24 years old, Adam Moore, 27, killed in an attack that was broadcast on live TV. The shooter, a disgruntled former employee, Vester Lee Flanagan, going by the on-air name Bryce Williams, even filmed it himself as he did this. The New York Times editorializing gun violence reaching a new dark level. And we see even presidential candidate Hillary Clinton calling for an end to the gun problem in America.
And Walmart saying they're not going to sell assault rifles anymore. So, you know, there comes a point where there's just a match point where, you know, people just realize this is pure insanity. You know, guns kill people. People who have guns kill people. The availability of guns creates, obviously, a subset of people who will use those guns. And we have to do everything to make sure that those people are not getting guns. So we need all kinds of background checks. Sooner or later, we will come to our senses on this.
From guns and gun violence to another thing that can kill many, and that has to do with climate change. President Barack Obama marking 10 years since Hurricane Katrina by celebrating the revival of New Orleans, which suffered, of course, the worst of the storm's devastation, Alan. He's also using the occasion to press governments to start helping communities prepare for the stronger storms that climate change will cause. Meanwhile, Governor Bobby Jindal says the anniversary is not the time to push the, quote, divisive political agenda of liberal environmental activism.
Well, you know, these guys are all in a race to the bottom. They need the right-wing people who vote in Republican primaries. Not all Republicans are right-wing, of course, or that right-wing, but many are. And there's a common wisdom. You have to outdo the other guy. And there's Jindal. But it's particularly disgraceful in his case because there it is, New Orleans. I've spent a lot of time there. My son lives there. And it is a beautiful city, and it has been through the worst of it. You know, David, I was out on Fire Island last weekend, and people are taking houses and jacking them up so that there are huge spaces in case there's another surge, another flood, and there will be. And I think that the president and others are right to say that there will be because we know we have created the kinds of conditions that are doing this. The scientists say so, and, you know, there will be deniers, but we have to do everything in our power to save ourselves.
Donald Trump, reportedly, Alan, has told several top Republicans that he will swear off the possibility of an independent bid and commit to running his presidential campaign under the Republican Party's banner. Will they take him in? Florida Senator Marco Rubio says Trump will not be the Republican presidential nominee because his message is not an optimistic one.
Well, Rubio would have to say that. They'd all have to say that. All of a sudden, this phenomenon, Donald Trump comes along and it looks like he could win the nomination. And there have been lots of articles and newspapers that show he really is substantially ahead. I was in an automobile dealership just yesterday, and one guy was sort of telling me, well, you know, this Trump thing, and isn't this terrible? The guy behind him was pumping his fist and going, Trump, Trump, Trump. You know, so there is a sort of a group out there who want this guy to be the nominee. And I think that the reason that he's saying he won't run as a third party candidate is that he's pretty well got the idea that he could be the candidate and that they can't take it away from him and that it hurts him to be seen as a potential, you know, Nader-like spoiler.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Al.